mikrofoni yako iko.
Yaani nakupea kiburi bro.
So tushaanze. Okay, welcome back guys to another episode of Fresh and Clean. Today we have a special guest. Ataji introduce na the one and only mzee. So I'm your host Mzazi. We're here with Keegan
and mzee. So welcome to another episode. Lot kuna guest kwa studio with us na I wouldn't say he's new, but he's new. So we have done an episode before. It was a formally informal Fresh and Clean with / podcast. Yo / mtanijibu kwa comment. So today we are here with the one and only Dennis. Wengine mnamjua kama the BA. So nadai kuona kama kuna swali za kusikiliza episode yake na yetu. Na ilifunga season 2 ama 3?
Ulianzisha season 3.
Ni kuanzisha season 3. So yeah, ilikuanzisha na season 2 to 3. So tell us how are you? Tell us your name.
So I'm Dennis.
Don't tell me podcast.
I'm Dennis. I have a podcast. And Mzee was on it, so come on, you saw the post about it, so you know the podcast. What else can I say about myself? Activist/podcaster. What else do I do? I study. Yeah, and that is that much about Dennis. And thank you, Mzee, for having me on the podcast.
Welcome.
This episode.
It was a really long way coming.
Yeah.
So normally tunasemanga how our weeks have been. So you can start off. Tell us.
So I tell you how my week
the life
been,
of a
guys.
Podcast.
Yeah. Yes. So my week has been a very impactful week. Very busy. Ilianza on the down low, lakini sasa by the end of the week we survived. Hii wiki imekuwa challenging kidogo kama si ni peke yangu ama ni kila mtu amepata hii wiki challenging.
True, true, true.
Yeah? It is me. I think there's just something in the air for everyone here week.
Hii wiki imekuwa.
Yeah. Tena this week nilikuwa nimetoa an outline for my I was finalizing on the other podcast. So yeah. So that has been how
the
week has been.
The last episode ilikuwa ni last Thursday.
Last week Thursday. That was when the last episode really aired. Yeah. But that has been my week. My week has been really challenging, but I'm grateful that I've arrived to the end. I think that by doing this podcast, it has said the weekend it was more fun.
Talk to me, boy. Sakuna, yeah. Boy.
I checked out your episode.
Yeah.
How to like amejipanga like vizuri kabisa hadi kati tunafaa ku hire ka producer kaiweza kutumia like
yeah
tutumia red card tutaongea na manager mali mtaongea
the way you organize your lineup, your guests, your questions and all that. It's very good, mzee.
Thank you. And
mnasikiaje? Najua mzee kwa ni opportunity ya kwa the other side. Mimi najua niko na taste of both worlds.
Hata mimi sasa napata taste of both worlds. You know, nimekuwa the one on the other side.
Utie bidii mfiki.
You guys have never been on this side that I am today. Hamjawahi kuwa the ones who are being...
No, but you want to...
We should.
It is just one of many.
But I really enjoy your episodes, guys, by the way, let me tell you. I think there's an episode I posted on my story. Yeah, the episode nilisikiza, I think around 9 usiku, and it was, 2 hours long.
Kunae, kuna episode mwela tulikuwa tumetachisha, lakini...
But it was worth it. The listen was worth it. Kwa sababu, I really like podcasts. So I think your podcast, that I think sahi, imekua one of my tops ya kusikiza. So yeah.
Pia nini mafans mwenye mko chini mwifikishe hapo. Soon.
Mskoti ya ji olai.
Kadumbu wiki yako imekuwa aje.
Mia disipline ya ziwa hapi. Imekuwa tu crazy, but tunashukuru Mungu. Siyo. Juu.
mitu nimekuwa tu kila mahali hata sijui hata inaweza ita wiki
mademo watu mmekuwa kila mahali na kiga ama dukuduku
chujina
lakini adult inabamba man
inakubamba
hii wiki nimekuwa na fun fun yangu imekuwa kulala yani like hiyo part ya mwisho ya siku ya kufunga hiyo naingia kitanda kulala it's part of the fun part hiyo ndio squeeze na consider kind of fun alafu eh kuna neighbors nasikia tu kuna tena nashanga eh see wana wako 2 feet you say so me literally hizi nyumba yangu hii wiki I swear nimekuwa nikiingia late nikitoka asubuhi hivyo na narudi jioni nimekuwa kwa vitabu yani proper nimekuwa library hii wiki mbona nimekuwa kwangu I swear sijaiona hivyo lakini nita hii degree ishe
Concentration
pia pamoja. Kunipiga TV simu invoice. Ili kene vitu kuringu naambiwa press 1 2. Unakwambia my guy. Lakini pia imebamba. Kuna mtu nia tuta announce tu baadaye. Na before tuendelee na pod thank you so much for the appreciation you've shown our reels and our posts. Also on like the last episode for the first segment yeah your music thank you for the way that you've been rocking so expect more to be coming so there's more to come so mendele tu kutushikilia mkono so before we get right into this episode
hey adia mjibiza wiki yangu
huko umetuambia
aje sema yake
unajua tu afupi vitu zenyu zinafagerana na
Mm-hmm. But say hii wiki yangu like I can say like since I started like the semester naweza sema like hii wiki ndio sasa nimekuwa able like organize like schedule yangu like vizuri sikuwa able like find like the perfect balance like naweza sema like hii wiki at least there's been some order
I love that for you man. Sisi wengine hivi kimekuwa kama kupanda it's like climbing Mount Everest man. We're not reaching the peak. We're just tumbling down. But just at the end of the day we are just grateful it is over.
Kwanza acha nasema hii wiki as in penye semester imefika saa imefika ile place mbaya sasa.
Yeah, true.
So me before sasa niache like escalate ifike place nye siezi control like your education and all like balance sports is of the sort of school sazi hii wiki ndo at least nimejiorganize vizuri at least
I'm going attentive class
balance
going attentive class
kiaje
najua kuna wengine tukishia content mistake labda ni kwenda kuongeza bono
si acha na class na kwa attentive nasema as in ku balance like na other activities ninafanyanga
But
then,
sikuwa
na
joto
yoyote
kwa sports.
Hey,
fun fact kwangu
sasa. Ball boy.
Oh,
ball boy.
Hating.
Nanga. When the kuna na kwa na game. You bebe ya.
Najua bebe ya mabol.
Najua the small people try to make themselves irrelevant. Sasa, lakini superstar. Ligi ya Kenya.
They're incarnation of Messi over here.
Na wako hapa mimi believe
by the way umse ako very close na Messi the difference yake na Messi
light skin
ana tattoos na huwa anacheza na mguu ya right mwingine anacheza na left but one major similarity najua Messi ako na autism Messi ako na shida kidogo ya kichwa sasa hii yake ni more
lakini umeshaiona Leon kako sawa
kutoka lini. Sina nakwambia hiyo ndio kitu moja. Hiyo ndio the first thing ili qualify wa kwa Messi fan. But anyway, utafika. Kwenda sasa hii madhare ile usiki fungua ligi. Jezi yako inaekwa na inaekwa statue.
Yo.
Madhare
number 10. Una J top in the sensitive. Tunaingia kwa hii kitu. Mbona mna Itabu kwa sneilia na mnaiguzia sana msi.
Ni vizuri watu wajue. Tuwezi kujudge. Sikuizi tuna imekuwa formalized, tunaweza ikubali. Speaking into that, before nataka kuna staff niliona Gava imedu history ya Lakers na nini.
Yeah.
Hiyo move mnaiona aje kwenge ukweli?
Ni kusema tu ukweli, mimi naona tu wako bita. Wacha watu wa kunywa pombe, wacha ujinga. Kwani illicit brews kila mahali. Wacha ujinga, kuna vitu mingi sana zinaendelea kwa hii nchi yenye si fiti. Na wana consider stories za liquor store. Kwani kila saa tutakunywa. Watu wache
huko. Sisi kama wangu, wacha tutenda.
Umechatisha sana.
For me, as I said, mom, when I saw it, maybe personally, I don't find that to be the perfect solution. Kwa kutafuta illicit brew. No, that is not a way you manage such a crisis. By kuweka your fear and threat onto the citizens ya kwamba. Unajua ni kama kusema, cholera has been spotted in Mandera. So kama cholera imekuwa spotted in Mandera, all of the hotels in the country ifungwe. That doesn't work well with the system. Adi, the government is just doing, that is just bullshit, no offense. That is just nonsense, kini wanafanya though. You may ruin livelihood ya mtu. And you know, taking alcohol is someone's decision, you know? Na it's someone's money at the same time. So I don't know how that interferes with them kabisa. Ata, they also get revenue from it. Ata na shanga. See, this government was supposed to be collecting taxes. Sasa si pesa inaenda hivyo bure.
Taxes they'll still take.
Regardless. Masaa yako ndo napunguza.
I country kila ni wanamsa sherehe. I swear we had less problems at that. You see, for me, I don't have. I've tried to be the devil's advocate in this story, looked at it from various points of view, and I've not seen the sense of it, because wao kufunga ama kuregulate time, does actually your time amefunga. Nimeprana watu zao wamepiga sherehe zaidi. I'm like, the first thing of that move imeanguka. Secondly, this was very hypocritical, and also showed me that if, in statement, nachukia sana, but if they wanted to, they would have. Najanga hiyo stuff wenye wasi usema. Kwenye siti kujua wanaume, lava boys. Sasa, say niliona like, if the government decides to do something, they easily can do it. Abu look at, like right now, a problem that is there. There's unemployment that's been there for a minute. But in 2024, there's a struggle of food, water, sanitation, all of this. So if, no disrespect, our sewetu wa kanisa, kama wanaweza kuwa radical hivyo about such.
Corruption and all.
Bro, imagine about corruption. Peke, fanyaje. Tubaki na shida zote. But reduce the embezzlement of funds with the same amount of force. Hey, Buddha, tunaweza enda mbali. So, man, kuna vitu zingine hata mfanya aje. It's your move ni, hata nikaa kuna wali ndo imeharibu. Because there's no difference. And then I saw that kuna places zingine, it's just a license matter na wakarudi. So, sijui if it's a money thing, ama they tend to make any change, but wanaweza make better changes. Wametuonyesha hivyo, si wafanye. Juu sasa kukata tundo imeleta hizi story zote. And then sasa juu wamefunga sinaweza na bado. Sasa hiyo ukitaka kumwoncho hizi pata.
Utapata.
Sasa difference basi ni gani?
Lakini nimeona sijui kuna watu wengine sijui wanashika like boties. Alafu kuna hiyo code una scan. Ukiscan code unapata sijui pombe ni jik.
kuna boys alikuwa ameshika. Alafu sasa, okay, ni mse alienda akapiga, amepiga lap 2-3 na you guy, my guy, niggas. Akakuja sasa kwa mbogi yake ya mta. Ati, hey, Buddha, unajua nilionyeshwa, lazima ujue drink, kuna kunywa iko aje. Wakaskan, wakutani fake. Sasa kwa sasa tufanye, situkunywe tu.
Tunakunywa kiafu.
Haya, tunakunywa kiafu ni niko like, come on.
Yo ndo sasa mnakunywa na chesa.
Lakini
regardless, it does laugh. Kwanza wewe ukijua ndo nikaita kufanya mbaya juu kuna mental realization.
Manze, usikimi uona lakini gava yetu bro. Hakuna mtu anakuja kutusave. Hiyo inafaa tu tumechekea kwa kichwa. Do agree. Kila mtu anaingia hiyo position anajisort.
Lakini najua kama uko na mse wa gava ukiniambia hii gava itusaidie.
Wallahi ni kubaya.
Nakwambia hey, wetu ndo ameingia
bana. Tuchekia DCC bro, atuoni kando.
Wewe watu wa minister kia. Friends of mine MCA guys. Si nitafute tupige ma 1-2 hivi. tukule taxpayers money man. So guys tunaweza ingia like Nini ya leo, man. Today, I want us to talk about a couple of issues. I don't think we've ever dealt into them. So, like, what's your take on, like, the current place of mental health in society? Tunazanza na a very educated person on that topic.
On matters of mental health, I think nakwanga the biggest advocate for mental health. Nakusemanga, choose your peace, love you, self-love. So I think mental health sahi imefika a point kenye watu wengi wameanza sasa talk about it, and that is actually very nice, kwa sababu you see it's opening these spaces and these dialogues in public platforms, on social media. At the same time, I feel like it is being curtailed, kwa sababu a lot of people are not getting that reach. Unajua, when you talk about mental health, people think mental health are people who are suffering CG from drug abuse, CG they just undergoing something bad in their life, no matter what kind of mental health conditions. But mental health in a derived from a lot of things, you know. Some people might see it as small, some people might see it as big, but the person mwenye anakuwa affected, whether big or small, in your own opinion, you don't have that right ya ku question na kusema, wewe una mental health issues, you ako tu ni stress. So I think spaces are opening up na watu wengi wamekuwa well informed about it pia. Alafu kiangalia tena, I will say, this is not in any way trying to degrade ama ku demean anyone else, but I think mental health for men to publicly speak about it like this, kuna a lot of stigma surrounded to it, kwa sababu people have that ya kusemanga, the thing ya kusema, you know, men are supposed to keep things and just don't talk, you can't survive this. Hata unaambiwa wewe ni mwanaume unaweza vumilia, mwanaume anavumilia, you know. And it is okay to tell a man ya kwamba you can cry. A man can go home and say ako
sad. Mimi gangster.
Imagine you are allowed to cry. The last time you cried ilikuwa nini, guys? Ebu, to open up.
Mimi ilikuwa 2020 senye
mimi. Bitches,
you guys. Let me explain. 2022
ndo mimi alibeba
World Cup. That's the day which I cried.
That's not crying. It is okay to get emotional. It is okay kushu. Hata kama you won't cry, it is okay to manifest your emotion when you manifest.
Mimi hata one thing at times I can say, miss kwangi ni mazewa kitu. Mimi sasa naza kama, lakini kuna sura zingine zikilia. See about them as a person. Kuna sura tu zinaweza vikiwa. Itabaki mimi nimehepa kiasi, but nitakuwa naye. Nile ya kuna msichezi angalia kilia, nitacheka kwanza. But like I they can talk, they can tell me anything nitakuwa hapo.
Yeah.
But like my whole point on this is I don't think even for men it's the whole issue of whether they can cry or not. It's the reception that is gotten from there. Like when I check it, say if you're walking and we see a shoddy, despite kama bora ako kwa scale ya 1 to 10 hatutam qualify anywhere. But regardless of venye anaka nini, it is easy. And msia kwa tu ile concern ya, hey, what's up? But boys hapo hivyo analia. Before, it's a 50-50 probability. You might want to be concerned au shangae. Rada ule msia ni gani?
I would say in but a way
the reception.
Pia. But in a way pia, don't you feel ya kwamba
the reception. This girl is, you just call me a bitch.
I didn't say that.
You see?
Rewind, we'll pause and replay back the clips.
When do I know that? Who was saying from him? So now I'm teasing
you. Evidence.
What are you doing?
But I feel pure in a way, if you think about it, when a boy is being brought up, in a society. And I'm biwango, you need to toughen up. You are the first priority in a society to handle issues, nini, even at the same time. So this boy in his mind, and I grow up akijua, I'm not supposed to be, you know, this type of person. And you also feel in a way, you no longer the way how women, when how women can come together and try and find a solution together and just one is understand, or understanding to that situation. So easy if a guy comes in here and say, by the way, unajua, nime, for example, nimekuwa dumped, and then aanze kulia, ama aanze kukua emotional, someone will be like, ah, mbona unalia wewe, mbona unalia umewachwa, ama mbona unalia umeachana, that isn't something to cry about. So you peer in that men also demean other men when they get, you know, in that point of vulnerability. Hata nimeisema tu sahine.
Sana sahi. Oh, baba.
Skill.
On that street, it's a whole last conversation, I'm not gonna lie. Mse ukiangalia Kenya mseme ndio ni ukweli. But it is also like I have a question but it will come in later.
Mm-hmm.
Your story of men diminishing other men and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like squeezing one another kuna acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Kenya ni hiyo like some people have that how will it be viewed nini? But me no longer any. Ufai kukia so much about Kenya so ataona. Na your story up meant toughen up. I support it, but not nikisema hivyo. My thing is
toxic.
Let me learn. Lakini kuna the mine is not actually from a point of toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is me ndo niseme mimi ni mwanaume. Ama what you can use the terms to quantify, like being on your bullshit. Like, if you have responsibilities, you do them. So, a simple way, providing security. That's the way I can define the toughening up. And I believe, say, also I could toughen up in this. I'm a, like, man, I'm a level up to that statehood of manhood. You must be one with your emotions. Like a complete man, a kona emotional touch, physical, mental and spiritual. Like you need to have these three. So your mental, you keep it in check. A good example is journaling. By the way, do you all guys journal?
I journal.
Daily?
It might be daily.
It might
because it's like random thoughts which just appear.
Random thought.
Yeah, it's just like you'll be like scrolling through like the internet and just think about something. Mm. Just write it down.
You journal every day.
I don't journal every day. I actually don't journal. I think maybe I do more of. I used to have a thing whereby if today I have a day, I talk it out. So I will record it and then I'll just keep it away. So one day, I don't know who found it, and then I can skip Banga too, and then I'll be like, hey, maybe you are going through a lot. So I think I'll wake up and find the Shanga and you watch him. But that is also a form of journaling.
It is. But, okay. Well,
no, meaning weird,
do you know what journaling is?
Najua, bro. Najua. Lakini saa mi yangu. Mupiga.
Msa meniambia saa hii, tuwa mewhisper tu kwa masiki yangu. Eh, unakua weird.
Seta meshao. Say thing to masiki yangu.
How do you journal?
Bro, mujiongelesha kaa cheesy. Muka, tafuta tu. Place flani tu ni. Hata nikuwa nimetembea, bro. Naji chapia, bro. Jambia. Okay.
You just
pick
it out.
But
like,
you know, okay, an essential thing you're journaling me in a ku keep in touch. Like, it helps you to be more self-aware. But a proper way, si lazima kukuwa na format, but a proper way of journaling is writing it. Kuna difference ya kuongea na ku write.
Yeah.
There's a very big difference. Because there's a way, if you write it.
Especially 2020,
mm-hmm.
Nilikuwa sana write.
Don't say 2020, nilikuwa na go through.
Yeah,
but if you listen to You all need to listen to that Killy Rap episode we put out.
So 2020 I was writing it down, lakini yo kitabu sister mwali kwasha nikasema stay andika
tena. I think I also did kitabu in high school pia, and then two people to just finding
so
it.
I just decided to
personally I keep a journal.
To use like
no way it goes up.
Bro, unajua mi kitu ifanya ni ogopeza stuff. Kwa Raima kulikuwa na ushuri plani diary yake ilipatikana bro.
Lakini unajua kuna difference. Kuna difference ya diary na journal.
Eh, naelewa, but mi tangu yu deni andike thoughts zangu chini.
Lakini sasa, sahi kwani, hey Buddha, kwani unaishi wapi? Ukiacha kitu mbogi 65 million
from a check. Murongo neza kulo, but achukue tu siku moja ya some ya semi.
Kuna fakwa tuna place when uneza access in. Yeah. Because I swear, I'd recommend you all to like a daily journal. Na ikuwe the best time pia kufanyo before you go to sleep. At the end of the day, write it. Do, where is it journal to the experience of people? Because if it's journaling in the morning, unless you're journaling about the other day, and the morning consistency is a bit tricky. Because yesterday's morning and today's can be quite different. And then times it's easy to have a night journal. Ama times kiwa kunenda kufunga. Because kama time ya kusleep, kuna venye, as easy ya chana sana, but if you set before I sleep, I'll be journaling. Uko assured before ulale ama masako, which hata kama zita kwa zinavari, you can write it down. And I swear, writing na kuongea is different. Nishai piga lab fulani, nikaenda, kwanza sikodi nilikuwa na cotton candy, mse, nikapiga cotton candy. Nilikuwa two place,
you like, soft boy kuna, era.
Mina kuanga gangster. Lakini ukishaona the real me. Yes, yani mama angu tu anaweza jua. Juku nje, hawezi nivunja mami. Yacho nibaki kuwa gangster. Mimi nilikuwa place in the nature, alafu kulikuwa pia na maji. Like kuna there's also leo mta discover mambo, eh? There's a psychology that is
psychology.
Kuna psychology of the nature, like go out in the nature, uko in a place where there is like vegetation, trees, and also flowing water. It is in a side yanga. It is very easy kukuwa calm in such an environment. So nilikuwa place kaya alafu pia nimepiga cotton candy. Buda nilibanja. I think niliongea about my primary, high school, stand level. But like a now, big segment of my life.
Now that was me 2020, like almost every day.
Yeah, I know the talking is really good. But now you see one thing. Umsali gonna go through demons. Takudangana.
Hey, nyangu likuwa fit.
Adi like we'll go on a like to a like can we wear socks or slides? Kid guy, you like na tiba like kwa nyasi and all.
I understand, like,
all my past like life kabisa unajua ni ile your time ilikuwa tume pause like life ilikuwa imepause sure. Kabisa sasa nilikuwa naanza ku contemplate like high school life yangu primary life yangu
na ku evaluate everything
ku evaluate everything sasa kuna watu zingine pia nilikuwa na watch like podcast zingine hadi your time nilikuwa na discover like podcast mingi
mimi nakwambia
sasa your time venye nilikuwa naanza ku watch hizo vitu mingi alafu sasa nikaanza tu like make hizo trips unaweza pata like during the evening nezenda kucheza ball tena after nicheze ball naanza tu kutembea naanza tu contemplate like random thoughts tu zina kiki
niko sure kuna shori mali ama wase na kenu karuka pulona umse daily umse daily unge hii lao alamu kana jiongeleza
alamu kana jiongeleza
mboku wame fiat
wala
ama ndio maana kuna
mimi kipata nae ngesema ni cheesy
chumbuza you see fans wa podcast wa kutoka sedeni ya mtoa especially wenye huko close na sana. Maybe they're here for a different. What a joanga. Who you? Autistic. Who you? What a messy.
Kenyan messy. When you were walking literally on roads, not shoes.
Not so gross. Nimewambia nini? After nimetoka kucheza ball, sasa nilikuwa nacheza kwa
mzazi the bad man. Viatu zake zote zilikuwa mpya. Makes sense. It is also like really nice because you can attain peace very easily because it's right now you're coming from a point of information, you've also grown, like it is easy to also let go of vitu zingine fani ulifanya in the past, also vitu zingine unaweza chika kirahisi juka mimi nakumbuka nikaanza ku evaluate kama dust nilikuwa nimekula na angalia naona bedi hii stuff hadi ikuwa kitu bigi alafu na realize
yako ilikuwa bigi mwanaume mwingine alikula kwa bilioni
ilikuwa nasema za kama za primary bro alafu pia unaanza kuangalia like stress kitu unge consider stress hizo time unaangalia there are some very small things zenye zilikuwa zinani kula akili na zipo zinafaa but sasa it's more of you are able to accept, have peace, than judge yourself. It's very easy to unapata. But as a pastor, you can ask, excuse me, I'm peaceful, sana, bro. I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to be peaceful, too, yani, eh? As soon as I come to Lisa, I'm saying, yeah, glory of God in one hand, I'm saying, yeah, to the story for another day. Lakini, it's very relevant. You can be able to let go of a lot of things. Hata kuna vitu zingine realizing you unakwanga umezishikilia until you have like such a phase. So, nita encourage, mkitaka advice pia, unaweza tafuta the madman.
Naweza watolea episode yangu personally about 2020.
2020 was such a wild year, by the way, for everyone.
But yeah. Hey, it was also a change, like...
Ilikuwa a turning
point. No, COVID was. Even though kuna watu wali design ikuwe a disease or something, I think it was a very crucial point in life for people. Jilu kufungu akili.
Yeah.
It was, everyone was changed. Like, unapata, you have a lot, for the first time in my life, ningetumia simu mwenye nataka, na nisaanze kuambiwa, niza simu, hinde. Everyone, wazazi waligeuka hooked, msiku na wazazi waligeuka content creators, bro. Sijui nini. Like, you have so much time uko solo. Adi kuna wase ingine little nikaoni za cheesy. Because kuna wase aji kuka solo, they're always like, hanging out with people nini nini. So unapata uko solo. Hapo ndo sijui podcast ilifunguliwa. So wakana sijui nini. Ilikuwa ina change in
point. Kwani nyinyi mlikuwa wapi, mlikuwa peke yenu? Mimi 2020 nilikuwa na watu bro.
Zi like, wezi compare, ulikuwa na mabishto yako day.
Ndio maana ufaa kupata journal mse.
Mimi nilikuwa na mabishto yangu.
From venye COVID ilianza hivi, lockdown kiasi kwa nyumba. Juu, hapo ndio ukuna wasi, I'm sorry for the sensitive ones, but those who have families, na walijipata, kuna wasi spend the longest time na family members wao, hiyo period.
Personally for me, I think I can say pia mimi, I spent a lot of time with my family. For almost 6 months, tulikuwa kwa nyumba, hatutoki.
Msi endi wera. Mzae, unawana wasi hapo, unawana, unacheki, unachanga form. Juu kunele routine, unajuanga, easy masas. Juu kunele time, literally, there was no movement. 98% in Kenya. Adi sansia likuwa nafanya work from home, bro.
Yo, mwaka ndo mini likuwa nacheza ball vizuri, bro. Ilikuwa golden era yangu, bro.
Niwe ni orphan, bro.
Zi, usiki, ilikuwa ile mabishto yangu ni wale wase, yani, siezi kosa kuwaona inandi. Lazima tu watakuja ama mintaenda. So tulikuwa tunafanya hivyo, tunaenda game.
Oh, upendo kwenye. Kuna time hadi wiki ulimaliza bila toa kwa keja.
Nikidu.
Hey bro. Siyezi. Kuna time, you know time. Siyezi. Shopping, I swear, shopping ilikuwa inafanywa. si juu mnataka vitu kwa nyumba.
Kwa sababu
ya that's a chance to go outside. Brody, kuna wasama na kucelebrate birthday. Adi ni nina joka celebration big in say yako. Sijui Mother's Day yoni celebration na nyumba mzima, because it's a valid reason for y'all to go outside. Like kuna vitu, kuna places zilianza kwa poldi katu hivo. Is a time prime mask, bro. Like unaguza adi gate TV from inside. Unachukua sanitizer unafanya hane.
No, suddenly like appreciate like my parents kabisa kabisa, especially like your father figure sir, like budangu
uko na
father walaona sema una dive deep una dive deep
alikuwa ana analyze it respectively. It was a good time.
Nilikuwa na analyze
kuna listeners
kila msi like commission kila msi like commission yangu nilikuwa na analyze like individually sasa hiyo time ilikuwa hadi ilikuwa cousin wangu. Sasa ni ile tulikuwa tumepiga lap na yeye, like ilikuwa random. Hadi ilikuwa pia mimi tulikuwa napiga cotton candy. Yeye like alikuwa anavuta that other thing. So ni ile alikuwa ananipigia story ananiambia like venye.
Yaani si tuambie kama
yeye
nyingine. Hiyo ilikuwa ina flavor. Hiyo ilikuwa ina flavor.
Ndio yako.
So alikuwa ananiambia venye how like parents wake like wamekuwa ki struggle like especially the father. Sasa alikuwa ananiambia like venye point ya father, unajua most people wanafanya like babangu tuna provide tu pesa, when you pay pesa like you've done your part to say. Lakini venye nilisikia like nilikuwa na conversation and can get to understand like yani nimekuwa niki like downplay like your presence ya budangu hivyo.
I think pia mimi appreciate family 2020. Unajua inafika a point una take some things for granted. You don't see the valuable measure in it. Maybe personally I witnessed COVID firsthand kwetu. People were affected at home, people passed
away. Kuna siapa kugonjeka COVID?
Mimi I didn't contact it, but I lived in the same house with someone who had it.
Mimi kitu nini? Though mimi sikuenda hosi. Sikuenda test nini, but bro, you kitu nilipata more than once.
Holy patwa tuna homa kinyi think kila mtu alipatwa. I think there was a time kulikuanga na everyone was like concussion.
Homa kuna ile homa unajuanga unapatanga.
Yeah,
nili unlock level
ni dead bro.
Jaingia. Ay.
Una hema unatoka za.
Hey, lakini pia mimi nilionaanga pia mse homa kiona homa mse.
But yeah, so at you can theater 2020 ili affect a lot of people mentally mpaka sasa.
So much.
June at that time for me, that is just a personal experience for me. My mom's brother passed away from COVID and we didn't even attend the funeral. It was just the wife and the people who were coming to dig the grave. Even the kids didn't even see it. So it was such a thing, can you?
Gava Pil come specify how burial
to be done. Alafu sasa, it was that prime kabisa kenye. It is bad. People are dying every day. Unasikia sijui 140, sijui 200. You require those days. The rest of us to be honest too during life, and you were like, this is someone I saw, I heard from last week. Alikuwa akisema yuko vidikisha, I will come. It just so a lot of people appear faced a lot of things that you can imagine how that has taken a toll on the kids, because sababu they didn't have that last respect for their dad. So yeah. I get the point here, yeah, to connect with family.
Yes.
So 2020.
Watu nyako na akili ipo na hii sobe.
Buda, kwa nini mimi nasema nini kwa familia? Au mnajaribu kuni insight ya nini? We I don't. Okay, see ati pia nasema ati have been distant na familia ama nini. But COVID time was a special one. Like kuna point ilifika like we'd easily not be on our phones. Tukae tu like kuna bond zingine zilikuwa na happen crazy na shanga. Piga story na mzaezi piga design like this kunelo kwa mdogo, it was a very normal thing. And if you come to look at it, at times it's, you can't even blame, you can't blame anyone for it, because unapata as life goes on, the first thing is your parents want to give you like good education, they set out proper things for you, so mse lazima inge grind as you also level up you. The workload that you had in lower, primary, upper, in a level to advance. For high school, 90% of people, okay, let me say 80, like, or a majority of Kenyans boarding. Kama ni linga boarding class 5, bro. Yangu lakini kwa kerere. Zii buda. Mini lisema, hey, nilena visitin. Wacha ni kwa mbestori yangu ya boarding.
Primary, bro.
Bro, nilena visitin ya sister yangu. Sijana shit kayo. Iyo shule likuwa crazy, mse. Nilikuwa so happy. Nikakataa kusoma pale nilikuwa. Nikasema mimi msiponipeleka. Hii nyumba tukae na amani. Bro, the second week, I was crying. Nasema tu, hey, nina dai kurudi home. Kuna time, I swear, nilikuna time, like literally, headmistress alukamezea kunipea tu. Nitangwa, ni sick leave, ama nitangwa. Zi, kumis home inaituaje?
Homesickness.
Nilikuwa napea homesickness leave, kuna time was ji, mwe, ji wiki mbili, tatu. For like an entirety, kwenye just sasa si, nikiwa class 5, sisi yangu nilipata kitoka. So nilikatuna ye kiasi. So class 6 was a very long ass year for me. Nimeacho shule peke yangu. Sasa ndo nafaa kwa DMB akoni. Mimi niko na nilikuwa na shida tu nikirudi tu mtaa homesick. Lakini at least class 7 ke develop. So unaona kumekuwa na boarding, high school boarding. So unapata zinaweza holiday kiasi. Sasa holiday upio like when you're in school you're like waiting to link with your boys at home nini nini. Ukifika mtaa pia kuna mashughuli. I think COVID was also a point where people like went back to the drawing board. Now as a course says, hey, nashitukia familia pia kuna venye. I mko but like it'll get deeper. Yeah. But I guess COVID was a blessing in disguise also.
Yeah,
so
it was really.
I guess people open up sana stories of mental health nini. Jenye mnakaapo unashtuka.
And you saw how it affected people pia kwa sababu people in that being in that confined space, you can imagine some being stuck by the same people for the same months. It even reached a point hiyo siku sisi we didn't used to go out, ilikuwa hata kwenda tu mpaka kwa gate felt like a crime kwa sababu you were supposed to go back inside, you unataka kuleta COVID, you're going back inside. You wake up in the morning, you go to the living room, you go back to your room, you go back to the living room again, you go back to your room. That is the routine for almost 6 months.
Kuna ninja za nashtuka ati living room, kuna se, ukishamka
uko. Ukishamka uko, akuyani.
Ukishamka uko, nyuma mzima.
Umuona kila mahali.
Ulimuona kila mahali. Kulikuwa hizo stuff ya ati umejamiana na kama mzaya mase ya Kenya nyumba. Lakini tazadi, uwezi jamia. Hatu uweza na ukakasirikie mse.
Hatu uwezi slamla.
Jui, uge hivi ushamo. Sijui mna kwa bedroom bro. Unaenda kupiga hivi lapu na jamra na mse usha choka. Uko tu, ina makitumu kaitu wako kwa kitimoja tu mkasirikia.
So, pia that, you can see it contributed to people. Unajua your mind iko too so programmed. Hadi mimi it reached a point I was so tired. Kwa sababu days felt the same. You can't see the difference here Monday, you can't see the difference here Sunday, you can't see the difference here Friday. Uko tu hapo. You are waking up in the morning, you are looking at the same people, you are doing the same thing over and over again. So that repetition pia will form an aspect of people not getting, you know, their mental health in check. Alafu tena you find in families who are already having problems, these are problems in a more amplifying tena because of really staying in the same confined space. Have you ever lived with someone, Adi, behaviors you didn't know about them inaanza kutokea and then inakupea an ick, unaanza sasa kukua pissed off? Yeah,
most of relationships. But after maybe 2 weeks na moving together people are better. But I think COVID also made me realize it. I explored new skills. You saw kuna vitu nilikuwa na put off, like I najua msicheke ni kitu serious. So kama nilianza, my story may be different. We may be like 5 people in Kenya, but okay. Nilianza saa, naeza tembea niende, nione workers, niingi ranch. Kuna, I come from a privileged family.
Bisa likuwa na kuchunga ngombe. Anasa mali
privileged. Ati ranch. Ati ranch. Ati ranch. Kona horses mtaza. Zii, kona horses bro.
Hey, tona joku right.
Pause, nigga. Sasa, kama hizo, kuna nini ikani kuka tatu ama nne aluka mafungua place ya nitangwa archery ile ya boss kuna pia shooting range huko so like
hakuna venye msa experience ikitu you know, like on easy video kwa reels ama sayo
that is actually I'm not even on IG that often. Like my therapist told me like I need to
kutoka niko napiga bad watch
na I've only seen alt but generally nangelea kuna nini ya
naibasha na nyonde hakuna
niona
kuna pia nini inakuanga huko kuna some small dam so kuna kuanga na one boat so kuna hiyo sijika mnajua Rui sijika mnajua for me I tell some people
chitu na Rui no bro.
Sasa wewe maji kwenye kwa pia kufanya kitu hiyo.
Kuna lake Baringo bro.
Wewe unaenda kwa lake, mimi naongelea homestead.
Sasa hiyo ndio even bed.
Sasa ndio. Sasa hiyo ndio life sana ilianza. At least nikakuja kuona it's not good to just enjoy privilege. Hivyo tu sizoe kufanya kazi. At least COVID the first time I made the first meal kama hii ya kwanza. You know, una asubuhi unaletewa nini? Asubuhi kwa room na I'm sure breakfast in bed there's a whole lot spicy set
just making eggs
you're capping on live
nah. just so make it
if you come to a place
you know bigger wakati
if you come to a place listen ukikam kwetu utaniona after like 2 kilometers kuingia mtoto akatendia kwa gate ya kwanza sima utakupata kwa gate ya pili.
You're on a public platform. Once you get to take a like
disclaimer.
Tutapata disclaimer hapo.
All the map details are fiction.
Zee unajua kuna mtu mnasianga the humble people.
Lakini tu unajua skizi pia tunafaa ku consider watu wako the lulu wako in their own worlds. Endelea. Yes, 22 kilometers.
So yeah, for the first time your time ya COVID hakukuwa na any chef kwa nyumba.
Mhm.
So ni up to you. At least hapo ndo unajua kushika sufuria nini. Kwenye mnanga chef bro. Upi kamta.
Me do the help.
Mbona amna chef kwenyu?
Azi tuendele. This is the solulu, msiendelea.
Chef wa kuku.
Okay, yes chef.
Lakini ni baba, si ni
baba. Msi, hiyo rebe yote ilikuwa jabe, yani ilikuwa meinterrupt.
Zizi.
Ilikuwa meshikashikisha.
One day I'll invite you.
Lakini what I can say like about your mental health, we touched on it like just a bit kwa ile episode yetu tunyelifanya na ito na hapa nani where we said like just find a circle of people where you can confide in. Yeah, they are like people you trust in, especially like for men, because it's not everyone that you can trust like to talk about your problems and all. So what you can say like don't especially with your boys don't say like I wish I did this, especially if it comes to that point where like he reaches like your suicide thoughts start kicking and all, because there's also a friend of ours but I had like he was taken home because of a certain problem like he lives there. I think you know him.
Yeah,
stuff like that like really it just sparks like some thoughts in me. Someone like isifike point unasema like I wish I knew like you say like tumeongea na yeye like more and all that.
There was an advert nilikuwa naona from I think it was on Twitter, but ilikuwa advert, I think maybe it was Super Bowl ama sijui ilikuwa nini. It was an advert about men and mental health. So it was a football match. Unaanga vinyo unaenda stadium and then kuna a spot tu tangu kitambo inakuanga a spot for you and your friends. So this guy wamekuwa akikuja to those games I think for over 10 years pamoja. So that was what the ad was depicting. This other guy every match hakuna siku utampata amekasirika hadi team ikilose. Ako hapo ana celebrate the team, ana celebrate the team.
It was, I think, Norwich or something.
Yeah,
I think I watched that.
You watched that ad. Yeah, yeah. Alafu this other guy was sitting down, unezona his mood, some game ako sawa, some game he's not okay, some other game he's very down.
Yeah.
So this other one, his emotions were constantly happy. And then just one day, this guy came and sat down. This other one, the happy one, was not there anymore. So mental health in a manifest in many ways. I just say you can be talking to someone, they're just so happy, they're very bubbly. Tomorrow, una scared they have committed suicide. I think, in a way, as human beings, we try to fit to kujieka na kuonesha the outside people. We are okay, we know our shit is just, you know, iko very well packed, we know what we want in life. So, in that aspect, ya kukua very composed. When people leave, you now start crying, you know? You are like, oh, I'm all alone in this, no one can understand me, no one can relate to me, my issue is, you know? Kitambo pia, I used to have that thing whereby I would say, ah, my problem is bigger, yours are much greater, I don't need to talk about mine.
Yeah.
And then until I saw it manifest, and then people now started, you know, pointing it out, and then you also see other people now getting suicidal from it, and you're like, hey, I need to do some introspective search, nione kama, I need to unpack this PICPK, that point of suicide. I never think for me, suicide is never the answer though. Yeah.
And also, there's also a recent topic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
People, niliko imeni spark, like, could think about, like, umeone yo story ya Joey.
Yeah.
Like, niseme, nikuwa najifikiria sana, nikuwa in that position, yeah, imeekwa, like,
crazy.
Yani umepewa, like, life sentence.
Death sentence.
So nilikuwa naona like your stuff ati hadi saisi like ku nyongo ama shit kaya hiyo. Ni like
can I
ni like sa you'll be like in prison like for almost the rest of your life or something.
Solitary confinement,
and I hear like
you can't see light.
And if they take you out like almost 15 minutes only.
Yeah, true.
You just see like sunlight kidogo unarudi
mtachizi
na kaa kulala sijui unapatiwa tu blanket moja ama kitu kaya hiyo hadi niliona like chakula nyao na saviwa si ati mboga nyime katwakata ama kitu kaya hiyo like yani ni matawi tu zimewekwa hapo
juu. I saw a clip ya mtu, I think we saw the same clip tukionyesha your death sentence in Kenya
alafu supu inawekwa. Sasa nilikuwa nafikiria mimi nikifika as nikipewa kwa hiyo situation, me, I swear as a cheesy hour stuff guy.
And you hear people commit suicide. I had in prison, they don't see, and that's solitary, that is, I feel it's inhumane. Adi, we have a kalek in school, mwenye anafanyanga mamona prison reform in Kenya. And you see prisons in Kenya are really, it's so inhumane, kabisa, that is an inhumane treatment. In solitary confinement, they give you, let's say, a bucket, and then that bucket is going to be your toilet. So your 15 minutes is when you are going to clean your bucket and come back.
Wow.
That is the only thing you are doing. And you don't see any light, you don't see anyone, you don't even hear sounds, you are just alone with your thoughts. And imagine just being in these four walls with your thoughts, no books to read. You never know, even if you have a book to read, at least it can keep your mind occupied, you can be doing things, nothing at all. Like it's just you and yourself alone for the rest of your living.
And people will ask me like where... In the time of like his trial and all, like where were his friends, which like he parties with and all.
Yeah.
So in that bench, it was only like the mother and some few cousins.
Yeah.
And
for me,
yeah.
I know I will sound very unconsiderate, but this Joey case has made me have an opinion about people. I personally, for one, this is just going to sound very bad and no one should hold this against me. I'm not sympathetic towards this situation.
It's your opinion, you have another side.
I don't have any sympathy towards this situation at the moment kwa sababu he chose his path. Maybe personally, I feel for the family of the girl who was killed. You know, that situation, I was looking at how that girl was killed and just imagining someone tied, their throat slit, and then they're just in the bathtub, and then the brother walking in and finding your sister dead. Tied, damu imeja, all over, and she's just there with her throat wide open. You know, such images, when you think about it, and you think about the consequences of it, people don't see the repercussions in it. People have been, this case, imekua turned from Monica versus Joey, imekua sasa Maribe versus Joey. It has become a matter of who will get what from this, you know? And you see people championing for him to be released because wanaona huyu mwingine amekuwa acquitted, and we are forgetting, we are demeaning how this other family feels. Although they are silent on the matter kwa sababu it's really something hard to comprehend and to understand. We might never know the truth about what happened that night. We might never know what led to all of this. But we should not sideline the family of the person who was affected, the victim who was affected by all this.
There's one thing I can say. Na it is one of the hardest thing in Akwanga. Wasi wanakwanga meshindwa kuelewa with law.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, everyone has a right. Constitution, tunafanya, it's the chapter 4 of the Constitution, Bill of Rights. It tolea everyone right. From you being innocent or guilty, you have rights. And there's this notion here, sasa wao wakili walikuwa wanatetea Joey, sijui they are also the same light nini. If you can defend a murderer ya dayada nini, at the end of the day, it's not that you're trying to make anyone run away from anything they did. It's to ensure, as they have been charged, however, for whatever they did, ifanywe under the right rules of justice. Because no matter what you do, from a rapist, a murderer, msepia meibakuku nini, regardless of what they do, lazima ifanywe under justice. No nangadile story as the Azif has been caught, one of the best things to do is kumchoma.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good
for
justice. All of this. And at times, kuna mwizi sengine za kuna leniency. Murder is one of the very, very sensitive cases. But at the end of the day, one thing we need all to accept is, regardless of what you do, we all have rights. So if you will decide to make any follow through, do it in that system.
That solitary confinement, I totally don't agree with it. Kwa sababu that is crazy, human also. To someone. Ata kama he did that, there's some level of humanity in someone to, you know, be like, you know, he's also human. He feels the pain pia. He needs that aye kupata a state whereby ata yeye mwenyewe as a human being and as a survive. Ata in other countries where people have committed mass shootings in the US, I'm not trying to equate it to this situation, but you can see there's some level of humanity they're being given. You cannot be subjugated to such nini, not seeing light for all of those years. That is really bad. Not being able to at least even go outside and even do some activities whereby you can just be a normal human being again. That is really hard on someone. Yeah. And that was because there have been other murders. See, that principal lady who was done a documentary by Citizen, I think it was last year.
Yes, that
yeah.
a teacher.
That a teacher.
Yeah.
She was also given a sentence, but akupatiwa haikuwa that solitary confinement. She was even able to do interviews with the media. Yeah.
There's this thing I watched, it was a social experiment on on a person ukiwa umeko place kuna darkness na kuna human interaction. It's crazy what the dark can do to your mind.
Even
like
a week.
This nigga was there for like 2 weeks. He lost speech. Alishindwa kuongea kwa
nini.
And he was, now what he used to do was he would wake up and write, he would journal about his day. So around like the fifth day, because siku zinaka the same, akaanza kutrip, akaanza sasa kutafuta panya ziko kwa hiyo nini, alibahatika akaona like akasikia kuna rodents in the room. So ikambamba like hiyo interaction tu, at least kuna another animal in the room. So akaanza like kuitafuta, akaicapture, akaipea jina. Alikosa naongelesha hiyo panya. So that's what the dark can do to your mind.
Yeah, but that is crazy. That thing can drive you. See, you hear a lot of people try and commit suicide.
And then this is like part of a large scale of, if you don't take time and be aware, like I'm okay in touch with reality.
Yeah.
There are so many blessings we forgo. Sengine na kangevi unaza kevi wangalie. Hey, mazi, this car I'm trying to get, this shoddy I'm trying to bag, this place I'm trying to travel to. Like, you forgo at the end of the day, there's the health, mental health also, kuna nini. Na shida hizi vitu, once you suffer, is when you realize how much of a blessing it is. Like, kuna baraka moja sana, health. I swear, if anyone mwenye amepitia, like, any of their close friend or family members, mwenye amekuwa mgonjwa, like, maybe cancer, or, like, ata ukiwa tuna homa, schedule yako ikuange the same. And people be praying, ama hoping, depend on what you believe in, iishe. So until you suffer from such a thing, it is very difficult to realize how many actually thing, how many good things you have going on. Because at times, as humans, it is very difficult to notice some things. Just kama siku hizi, everyone is, kila mtu ana aspirations za kuomoka. People want to travel, people want to, like they have so many ambitions, aspirations, that it is difficult for you to realize how many blessings you actually have. There are some things, there are some, I say for most of the people, then now that we are like living, it's answered prayers, some it's manifestations that have come into life, but if you don't take time to realize, ita kupita. Juu kuna wase, wande wa kwanza kuingia uni, kuna wase, wande wa wako karibu kumaliza uni. Wase wa mengia, kuna wase, kwa mengia uni wote, hakuna mtashe imaliza. Like, there are so many small things, if you don't look at them properly, zita kupita. So, I think pia, tunaza elekia on the wrapping upside, and for me, like, one thing I'd say, as you as woman as Zimo Kamesema, Zazimanya Kamesema, the thing of finding your circle and everything, it's very important. But alongside you having that family or that group of people, you need to also, at the end of the day, there'll always be a wewe utabaki solo. So try as much as possible to have, like, at the end of the day, you got you. You have to have yourself. Like, lazima ukwe your backup plan. Mm-hmm. I'm not excluding the fact for people because wezi survive peke yako. But your first point, starting off as with people, can't be always the number one sure thing. Mm-hmm. Because in as much as you might have a circle, the first hand experience itaishi kwa yako. You need at least try to shape. Si lazima ukwe perfect. Try to shape something around yourself, and then with having people, you have extra support. So you can do things like journaling. You can also keep that. Like a diary and journals are very separate. So have take time to be by
take
yourself.
To understand yourself.
And understand yourself. Pia evaluate your past and your current. It can help you balance and also realize some things that you maybe hauko mepea light. And then now also make sure you have a supportive circle. Kukuwa na circle si shida. You can also have people who can confide in. But now, keeping it that in a co-effective. Juu sasa naweza shtukia, mi naenda kupea watu content ya podcast. Kunaweza shtukia, mi peke yangu nashikilia podcast. Kaa sita juu naenda hivi, naongea na say, hey, kidogo nasikia amplified story then. Nasema, hey, kwa ni kuna tuingine Kenya tunafanana, kumbe ni story yangu, ama if I say anything and then it's going to get used against me all over. So choose your people well, for the first thing, wewe, and then other people. I think that's my part in short.
No, may think it's solitude ni like very important, like
so
the
blessed
life of like an individual, like to understand yourself. So like when kwanza most people say that, like me personally, for me, I think it's like someone's responsibility to like heal your trauma. You know, some people take that it's someone else's responsibility, like to dump your trauma. Maybe like if you continue, like maybe you'll heal in the, at the end of the day or throughout that process. But maybe I feel like it's someone's responsibility, and in order to understand your trauma, you have to go through solitude, understand yourself properly, and connect with yourself. in that way that you can at least find peace and able to interact even with others more properly. Yeah.
Okay, that lucid moment.
I think for me, I can say, to finish on this topic of mental health, whatever you guys have said that actually is very actually important when you think about your mental health, you come first. That is what I even say. You don't have, you know, when people get depressed or they get to a point in their life that's so low, they forget themselves, you know. Mtu anajisa how ya kwamba, it is you who takes care of you. It is you who knows what you want, you know. If today I come and I have my traumas and I just tell it to you all, you know, your friends, there's a way they give you solutions, but they don't know you the way you know yourself. So having that introspective search and knowing what you want inside and knowing who you are as a person can also help you in navigating, you know, through all of those problems. Kwa sababu, if you know for a fact you're a person who is very, you know, very sensitive, ama tuseme very, you have differing opinions from other people, and the opinions you are getting about your condition ni tofauti from what you thought you will get, that can also make you, you know, kama ukutegemea, people want to hear things they have already programmed in their heads. But if you program yourself and say, whatever they'll tell me, I will hear it, but I know what I want deep down from myself. So when it comes to mental health, you first have to think about yourself, and then now think about the people near you, who you can go to. Support systems are very nice, they're very helpful, because they'll help you be grounded and analyze your situation when you could not have seen it in different other ways. But it's up to you to pick how you're going to handle the situation. And it matters mental health. I think I talk about it so much because I have seen it in many different people, and I have almost lost friends to mambo na suicide. And it's really triggering when you hear people just commit suicide out of the random, and you just wonder, you know, I wish I knew. Cover that incident of that boy. I think last year, that boy, I had his story, I had the way he was. You can't imagine that the previous day you had kind of friends, very normal, and then the next day committing suicide. So when you come to the conclusion of committing suicide, I wouldn't want to say you prioritize other people, but you leave a lasting impact on their lives and you leave a mark, you know. Someone can be bitter. There was someone who was saying on, I think, Twitter, Alko Anasema, do not ever hold a grudge on someone who hates someone for committing suicide. Kwasababu, that is trauma you didn't ask for. You know, in a way, people will resent you for that, and it is not their fault they're resenting you. It's because you have hurt them by doing that, rather than you being that person who communicates whatever they're feeling. And in this moment of this confusion going on, people are growing up, you know, pressure, your adulting, you'll be in the next 2 years, 3 years, you'll be providing for yourself. Utakume kwa kato from family funds. So, yeah, so I think you need to ground yourself and tell yourself, you know, in the next 3 years, 4 years, I'm now an adult, I need to take control of my life, I need to do this. So, yeah, I think grounding yourself is also impactful.
Mm. I mean, as I say, kuna struggle na mental health, unajaribu pia kuangalia hizi story ya awasi wa kitambo, the Greek philosophers. Kuna hii stuff flani, kuna hii some sort of religion they were in, and it was called stoicness, I think, something of the sort. So it's really helpful juu mimi nimeipitia. Na there's one quote from one of the philosophers, nimesahau jina yake, alisema kenye huwa inatuumiza sana as human beings ni expectations. The more you lower your expectation, the easier your life will become. Kwa sababu tuseme ulikuwa na expectation, unasema wa, nilikuwa nadhani ule mse atafanya hii, alafu akose, unacheki venye imekupiga maina setback kidogo, nimekusumbua. So awa se, ukitaka kupata nini advice kuhusu mental health and such, angalia hawa si, kwa sababu wako na vitu important sana wanaongelelea, kina Marcus Aurelius, kina Alexander the Great, Socrates. Hawa si wote wako na vitu important sana, because their way of living was ilikuwa easy, kusema ukweli, kwa sababu like I think it was Socrates who said we live humans neither live in the future nor the past.
Yeah.
We don't live in the present, actually.
Yeah.
We live in the future and past. We always wonder about tomorrow, kesho itakuwaje, and you forget kuna leo.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up living neither. You neither live in the past or future, so ume waste time yako. So we enjoy life, ishi siku, yani ishi a day by day, yani ishi
present.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, na mjichunge, ukisikia vibaya, ungelesha watu.
Yeah.
Kudedi si solution.
So I guess that is that. Thank you for coming to this side.
It is nice have you guys having me. It is really nice being in the show. And I've learned a lot today from one of you. You guys have really, really, really nice advice. That are between the pans and the pans and the pans. That we are the tupa shade, we are the tupa shade, we are the tupa shade. It has been fun.
So
uh-huh.
Cheers to the first of many.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
That's been our time today. So don't, the message is simple, be present,
mm-hmm.
Take responsibility for whatever you need to, like your mental health, yeah, nah, to see sweat the, we also sweat the simple stuff, so, a lot of times, so, jaribu kujipeane the time to furaye imesha tukana, so, till next time, remember to check out our socials, IG, Twitter, all the platforms, and Fresh and Clean. Yeah, before, kidogo tusahau, before tutoke, we have the hot seat segment, which tutaifanya raka raka. So, leo ni Mzazi and Dennis, when you are kwa hot seat. So, we have simple questions za kufunga haraka raka. So Mzazi and Dennis, most of this nataka ikue brief answers. So the first question will be kidogo najaribu ku simplify hizo swali. So you had already answered this before. It was about, okay, you had told us about podcasting, but a simple question, what motivated you to start your own podcast?
Oh, to start my own podcast, the thing that motivated me, first of all, was the need to speak my mind. I felt I was misunderstood and people didn't understand what I was trying to communicate, so I felt it was a way for me to communicate well with people and to show how I relate with life and how I see things through my perspective. It was just an eye, it's like you seeing life through my eyes. So yeah.
So now, it's as unnecessary, I guess you and Zazi can answer. So you have two choices. So, if you had to choose between saving the life of a loved one or saving the life of five strangers, which one would you pick? Five strangers or one person?
Zazi?
Huh?
A
loved one.
Loved one, yeah.
Alright. Okay. You prefer rainy weather or sunny weather?
Rainy.
Sawa. Acha tafute kidogo. Tuchangamshe moto. You prefer when uvunjane moyo ama uvunjwe moyo?
I prefer the heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker?
Yeah.
Amtaki. Amko lover boy.
Chukua hell ya.
Hizi streets wezi patikana ukilaku kwa nyuma. You know, wevende.
Gangster by day,
lover
boy.
Acha basi chague. Would you prefer, this is for the entirety of your life, you have proteins peke ama any other thing you want, meals zako, either you have either uko vegetarian ama unakula tu proteins peke. Like, unaweza kuwa na balance diet ya protein ama ukulange tu nyama pekee for the rest of your life.
Kula nyama pekee.
Simples. Kalenjin and me will say protein spare.
Alright, so the last question. Two things that you can't leave the house without.
My phone, obviously.
Na miwani mboi.
Your phone?
My phone. And, I don't want to save money. Jumisha sema. And I think I see my laptop.
Alright, you?
For me, I think if I was to leave anything else, I think my charger. Two things. Oh my god, my charger and my bands.
Yeah, kufunga, ukweli. That's what chachishe. Would you go back in time and meet your first crush? Ama, you see your soulmate with another person later, like happily married.
I'd rather go back and see my crush. Aye, bro, I can't see my
soulmate. Your soulmate with someone else, not you.
Happily married.
Happily married. Oh my god, that is so heartbreaking. I think I'll go back in time and amend things with my crush. At a labda, my crush can become my
nikumuona tu, nikumuona tu, like you meet your crush for the first time. You go back, you go meet them. Ama, you see your soulmate happily married.
Why will I want to see your soulmate happily married, bro?
Alright, so that's been the BA, Dennis.
Thank you so much.
Check out his podcast.
Let them find out the podcast.
We will tuki share out the podcast na nini.
Yeah.
We can mention about it. So that's been our time. Remember to check us out on all our socials, on the social platforms, from Twitter, IG, TikTok. We'll be dropping a lot of things more often. Follow our podcast on every platform you can. Also, you can listen in from all the streaming platforms, from Spotify, Apple Podcast. So yeah, share, comment. You can also send us voice messages, we'll get them. So till next time, have lovely weeks. Namparte madem man.